Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
Thanks for joining me on another show. This week, it's going to be a really fun show, I think. We're going to have a little interaction, which normally on a podcast that's pre-recorded, that's pretty hard to do, I find. But thanks to Mindy Wills. I'm sorry, Mindy, is that, that's not your last name, is it?
What is your last name? Yes and no. Davis.
Okay. She's actually my co-host on the radio. She does the news for us at the radio station. And thanks to Jill Cornwell out of Petoskey, who does these psychic animal readings. Are you there, Jill?
Yes, I am.
How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
It's been a while since we talked, hasn't it?
Yes.
Now, you're in Petoskey. How long you been there?
About 7 years.
Wow. And you have a family, I'm guessing? You have a couple hundred kids, married, that kind of thing?
I have a husband and a dog and two cats and a horse.
That's all the family you need, right?
That's right.
And you're an animal lover, I'm guessing, right?
Yes.
And you have this ability. How long have you had this?
I think about 11 years.
No kidding. When did this first come to you?
Well, I ran across a book that this woman wrote, and she was an animal communicator. And in the back of the book, she talked about how everybody has this ability if they learn how to tap into it. Mm. And through the whole book, all I could think was, I have to learn how to do this. I've got to do this. And I think I've always sort of had maybe a little bit of the ability, but just never really knew how to, you know, how to make it grow and how to make it better. So I took a weekend class with a lady down in South Carolina, and that just really, with her techniques and everything, just kind of really gave me the boost I needed.
So what do you call yourself? I mean, did I introduce you the wrong way? Well, how would you label yourself?
An animal communicator, pet psychic, is sort of what people, you know, really kind of understand, but mm-hmm. I like animal communicator.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And so people will come to you, and if they have a question about an animal, you can help them. You can basically tell them what the pet is thinking.
Yeah, I can kind of, through pictures, the pets relay a lot of pictures and feelings.
Images, okay.
And you know, question.
And the thing about this, Jill, is that people that I've talked to, there, if you want to call them regular psychics, they say the same thing. They say that sometimes through images, sometimes they'll hear things like a voice. Do you ever hear like a dog talking to you at all? You ever hear that?
They do use words. A lot of times, it comes to me in my own voice, and that's sort of, I think, what makes it a little bit tricky. Is you have to realize sort of either what.
Do they speak like in a nice vocabulary, or is it like dog dish empty?
No, they actually speak in whole sentences.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Well, I don't want to keep Mindy waiting because I know she's got other things to do. It's so nice of you. I'm putting you on the spot a little bit.
Sorry.
But we sent you some pictures of some of her animals. And Mindy, how long have you've loved animals. You're a big animal lover as well, right?
I am. Yeah, they're like my kids.
And that's the way both of you feel that way. And I love animals too dearly. So there's this super strong connection. And do you feel, Jill, that animals, they are unique in their own way and they have their own souls and they bring us love?
Oh, yeah, they're all very individual. They're all very different in the things that they bring to us and the things that they try to get us to see in our own lives.
It's amazing. So, and anybody that's had one, I think, can know that. So I'm going to ask you straight out. Now, you got three different pictures, right?
Yes, I had received three different pictures.
Is there any, first of all, do you feel anything on any of them?
I think the dog would like to talk first.
Okay, you want to go with the dog. Okay, Mindy, here we go. Go ahead.
All right, Mindy. First, I need your dog's name.
Sassy.
Sassy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how old is Sassy?
She was 15.
Okay. Oh, okay. So has she passed away?
Yes.
Okay. Ah. All right. Now, first, it'll be a little bit quiet as I sort of connect with her.
Okay.
How long ago did she pass away?
Ooh, probably 3-4 years ago.
Okay. very excited to be able to contact you again. She's just she's like running circles around my feet. She says that she wants to come back to you. She's going to come back into your life. But she says not as a Pekingese because she didn't like all of the upkeep with her hair. She wants something a little lower maintenance, something with short hair.
Okay.
She's showing me a beagle.
Huh.
How do you feel about beagles, Mindy?
Not their biggest fan, but you know.
And you can ask her, you know, and it might be a beagle mix or something small and spotted.
Okay.
Small and spotted.
Mindy, I'm sorry, Jill. I just want to, Mindy, has any of this hit home with you, what she's saying so far?
Sorry.
She's waving her hand, and she's very emotional because this was an animal that was very close to her, as they all are. And so right now she's wiping her eyes. And
that's all right. It can be real emotional when you get things from your pet that has passed. And that's what I really like to do is to help people with that also, to help them know they still have that connection even after they're gone.
Do you feel that the animal is still around her in any way?
Oh, yes.
Does this animal make its presence felt at all?
She follows her on her heels everywhere she goes.
Really?
And she says she jumps up onto the couch with her.
Hmm. Does it affect the other animals in the house?
Not really, no. They're quite used to her being there.
So they're aware?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The cat's a little disgusted.
The cat?
That she didn't leave when she left, that she's still there.
Now let me ask you this now. Mindy, do you want to tell Jill what happened? When did you try to connect with these animals at a different date, Jill?
No. I saw the pictures, but I tried to just not get any preconceived ideas. One thing I did get with the dog, though, was that she didn't like to be scooped up. Like,
is that true?
She would try to wiggle out of your arm. She loved it when people got down to her level and would talk to her, but if you tried to scoop her up, she's like, no.
Yeah, she'd snap at people if you tried to.
So the cool thing about this, and Mindy, jump in anytime, Jill, jump in. What I'm seeing right now is Mindy's getting great relief, and she's just smiling, but she's also, because she had that feeling, that heaviness in her heart. So you've helped lift that, Jill.
Oh, that's good.
And isn't it nice to have a reward back? Because you don't always hear that, do you, Jill?
No, it does make it a little bit hard because I'll do a reading and you know, after I hang up the phone, I have no idea how their life has changed. But sometimes, you know, I run into people and they just tell me how it helped them and how different their life was after that. And that is very rewarding.
Is there anything more that you want to add about the dog?
She says she's coming back soon.
Okay. Mindy, do you have any questions about Sassy?
I don't think so. I think the only thing I was going to ask is if she was still around because I've had things happen that I was pretty positive that she was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about what do you want? What direction would you like to go? She's got the chipmunk and the cat. Which one do you want to?
Well, let's talk with the cat. I've never talked with a chipmunk before.
She might not even have much to say.
I know. I didn't know if maybe they come across a little ADD, but
they seem like it, don't they?
Yeah, well, their body language seems that way. So.
So what? Now, what is your name of your cat again, Mindy?
Aesop.
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 Is it with an H?
Yes.
Aesop.
With an H.
Yeah.
Aesop.
Yeah.
Okay, and obviously that's a female.
Yes.
Because she's a tortie, right?
Yeah.
A long-haired tortie. Okay. Usually when I do phone interviews, and I don't usually have photos beforehand, so I ask people to describe their animal for me. So you have a long-haired tortie. How old is she?
She is either 8 or 9.
Okay. That's rough. Okay. She first thing she said is, are you serious? That dog is coming back.
Yeah, she's kind of a... got only child syndrome.
Yeah. Yes. And that she says she finally got that dog whipped into shape just before she passed. So it seemed
true?
that they had their own sort of little system worked out where they, you know, the cat was finally okay with her being there because the dog finally knew how to behave.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's funny.
That's pretty accurate.
Oh, thanks. She says that she's resigned to the fact that if she does come back, but she's going to help you to train the puppy and to train it to know exactly, again, how she's supposed to behave in the house. Yeah, she has a very, everything has to be just so for her.
Yes, yeah. Very true.
Does she have anything to say about how she feels about Mindy's husband, Chad?
She likes him okay. She really just doesn't like to ingratiate herself too much on anybody. Like, she just, doesn't want to need people.
Now, why is that? Is there a reason for that?
Oh, she just is very dignified. She just has a very, there's just a lot of dignity about her, and so she's, not the kind to, like, run up to you and jump into your arms and cuddle with you. She's too dignified for that.
Okay.
Which is very true. It's not often that she'll cuddle, and if she does, it's only with me.
Actually, yeah. She's a bit gnarly towards everybody. She's gnarly to everybody that goes in the house except Mindy. Now, why is she like that?
It's because Mindy understands her. And Mindy doesn't try to push herself on her, and she knows exactly how to treat her.
Interesting. Anything else?
She said, no, that's all. I think she just doesn't really want to give away too much. She's very yet much her own cat.
There's been some times in the house, and maybe you can confirm this or not, and we'll move on to the chipmunk in a moment. But here's some things. There's been, like, a presence of other things in the house, maybe even spirits. We've actually gone over there with other people. And it seems like the cat, Hesop, has been a witness to some of these things. Could you ask Hesop if Hesop has seen any of these things?
She says, oh, yes, this place is very busy.
No kidding.
Wow.
But I think she's very much, I don't want to say on guard, but she's very aware. It keeps track of everything that's going on. I think that's sort of why she's very much not into cuddling, because she has a very important job. She just feels like she just needs to be on alert and keep track of what's, you know, the coming and goings, and make sure nothing negative is trying to come through.
Well, go ahead, Mindy.
I was just going to ask if that has anything to do with when she was little.
About being a watcher or just being her?
Just being on alert and
being on alert,
not really trusting people.
Yeah, she says, I've always been this way. I think she came more with that sort of spirit rather than having it molded that way.
Okay.
Well, you're pretty amazing on all this right now, Jim.
Absolutely.
You're really hitting a home run, because I know about these animals. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back. Jill Cornwell, she's an animal psychic, for a lack of better terms. And you can hear the results. This is not rehearsed, that I'm talking with Mindy Wills Davis, who is a co-worker, and this is actually just the second time I've talked to Jill, and she's on my show, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Out there.
We've been angry.
We've been pressured.
We've been hopeless.
We've been lost.
We've been labeled.
We've been judged.
Let's face it, being a teen isn't easy. We know, because we've been there. Check out reachout.com to hear teens share their own stories on how they've made it through tough times. Because we've been there, we can help each other.
We've been determined.
We've been inspired.
We've been acknowledged.
We've been there.
We can help us.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Inspire USA Foundation, and the Ad Council.
I told my best friend. I tell her everything.
I told my students. They needed to know.
Who will you tell about the emerald ash borer beetle and how it is killing Michigan's trees?
I'll tell my kids that it lives in firewood.
I'll tell my friends that moving firewood moves the beetle.
Spread the word, not the beetle. Promise to not move firewood and to burn it where you buy it.
I'm going to tell my whole scout troop about the emerald ash borer beetle.
Learn more at stopthebeetle.info. A message from the USDA.
Hi, this is Bruce Gernon, author of The Fog, a never-before-published theory of the Bermuda Triangle phenomenon, and you're listening to Out There.
It's out there, out there, out there, out
there. Thanks for joining me. I have two guests this week. Actually, one is my co-host on the morning show on our radio station, so that is true. All these years I've been talking about it on my podcast. Is that right, Mindy?
What's that?
That I actually am on the radio, too.
You are.
And we do a little morning show out of our radio station out of Escanaba. Then I do the podcast, which is separate, and I've been doing that for 3 years. And Jill Cornwell out of Petoskey, Michigan, is my guest again this week. The first time I talked to you, Jill, I just liked what you had to say and the way you said it. You know, and you never know if people are being truthful or not.
Right.
But you weren't trying to make a bazillion dollars doing this. And I think people that truly, what do I know? But I'm just saying, people I've talked to that really want to help, that's what their goal is first and foremost.
Yes.
So you only charge $45 for a half-hour reading,
yep.
And people can contact you through your email. How would they do that?
I'm at Jill Cornwell, JillCornwell, at gmail.com.
Okay, great. And I'll put that on the site as well.
Okay, and on the subject line, put animal communication so that I'll know how you heard about me and where you're coming from.
Yep. And what's really cool is it's inexpensive. Sonia, what's her name? Sonia?
Oh, Sonia Fitzpatrick.
I first heard about that a few years ago when I was listening to one of the satellite programs, and her show was on there, and she's going on, oh, yes, and he loves to say this and do that. And she's talking like these animals, you know, and I've never heard that before, at least quite like that.
Right.
And then I found out about you, and you kind of do the same thing. Matter of fact, didn't you learn some of what Sonia had to say?
Yes, she was. That was the first book that I read, and that was what really got me started.
And the only thing, I guess, that I, you know, everybody's entitled to make as much money as they, but I read, like, online that she charges like $300 for a half hour.
Wow.
And maybe it's worth, I don't know, I guess, whatever
well,
you think
probably
it's
probably just gets inundated. She had to raise it so she wasn't doing it 24 hours a day.
That's true. That's what we're trying to do for you, Jill. Of course, you'll still come on the show, I hope, after.
Oh, exactly, yes. I won't forget about you.
Okay. Now, what is the name of the chipmunk, Mindy?
Hemi.
Hemi. You've had the chipmunk for how long?
Just under 3 years.
Okay. Are you getting anything from Hemi?
Let's see. He said, oh, I'm so glad you got to me. He said, I hate that cat. Just, it worries him.
He hates the cat.
So I take it they're fighting and not playing.
Oh. So they do play together.
They do.
They do. I don't know. I think that he worries a little bit about her. But that's cute.
Is there anything else that he wants to say?
He's telling me he gets the run of the house then.
The chipmunk?
Uh-huh.
No, she's usually in her cage. We'll take her out every now and then.
Oh, okay. Because she's showing me, well, she just likes to run around.
Yes.
And across tabletops and yeah. All right.
How does she feel about Chad?
She likes him. She knows a lump around his nose and sniff his face.
She yeah.
She's done that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Didn't he bite Chad? Didn't she bite Chad the other day or something like that?
Yeah. I think she goes through these phases where she'll be mean for a couple days. I think she's kind of protective of her food at times.
Uh-huh.
Is that what it is?
I think so. I almost get like maybe it's cyclical, like hormonal maybe.
Really?
Yeah. Sort of like, you know, when women get maybe a little bit snappy sometimes.
That makes sense.
So is there anything that, any other message that, or question that you have, Mindy?
I don't think there's any questions that I have, no. I was going to ask if they were playing or fighting when they, my cat will go up to the cage and she doesn't have claws or anything and they'll just kind of.
And they bat back and forth?
Yeah.
I think that the cat's intention is to play, although she knows that she's harassing. You know, it's kind of a taunting thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So, and it worries the chipmunk a little bit. But
isn't it amazing? I mean, just listening to like the conversation, it's like they're human.
Mm-hmm.
They are very intelligent beings, aren't they?
They are.
What do you think the purpose of animals, I mean, are they on the same level as humans?
Yeah, I think they're higher.
Really?
Yes. I think that they come to us to help point out what it is in our lives that we need to adjust or to focus on. Or sometimes a lot, they'll have health problems that may mirror ours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think in their little ways they try to get us to make changes and to realize things in our life that we need to adjust.
And so their spirits go on just like ours do.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yep.
And is there anything more that you want to add, Mindy, or question on any of them?
I don't think so. I mean,
do you want to stick around? Because actually what I'm going to do right now, if you don't mind, Jill, we still got a ways to go. I had a cat. He's passed, been crossed over for a long time. He's come to me in dreams. His name was Teddy Bear. He was like an orange angora.
Okay.
Big, flabby furball. And I just wonder, I got to believe, because we had this connection. We had him for 17 years. And I think he's visited me in dreams. He's been around me in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you pick up anything?
Yeah, he really makes himself known to you. He really does. It's good that you're so intuitive because it's easier for him to show himself to you.
Mm.
He's just hanging out with you. He likes to help you with your work.
He does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he likes to help you with all this and, you know, the mystical and the intuitive stuff that you're trying to.
No kidding.
Show people. Yeah, he's showing me that he sits on your desk.
Does he?
There. Yep.
Huh.
And he likes to, he uses his energy and his spirit on the other side. He doesn't want to come back to you again because he's more powerful over there.
Mm-hmm.
And he can help you more from where he is right now. So he helps you, you know, with ideas and just with your connections too.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's interesting. He was an amazing cat. When he was alive, I've never seen a cat do this. We lived near the road, and that's how we lost most of our cats, because we weren't far from the highway, and we had another road, county road, right next to us. He would actually sit there, stare at the traffic, before he crossed the road.
Mm-hmm.
And he just seemed like there was something unique about him.
He was an old soul.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he survived as many years as he did.
Yep.
Now, we also had a dog, which we called Nipper, and we had him for a number of years. I moved out of the house. You know, I became an adult and I moved out. Do you have anything like from Nipper?
Okay. What kind of dog was Nipper?
He was a kind of a cross between a beagle, German shepherd, and a collie.
Okay. Fairly large?
No, he was like a midsize. Oh, like, but okay. He was kind of had more of a little German shepherd in him. He kind of snapped a little bit, and that's why we called him Nipper.
Nipper, okay. He comes to visit you occasionally.
Mm.
Not a lot. He's kind of happy where he is right now. Just staying put. And he's not really intending to come back either. But he does check in on you sometimes.
He left kind of abruptly. And, you know, there were years that we kind of left him on a chain outside. And I always felt bad about that. How does he feel about that?
He says that's okay. He said you only did what you knew what to do. You know, you just do what you can at the time. And their patience is so amazing and their acceptance. You know, he realizes that if you had known better, you would have done better.
Right. Mindy, do you have a question? I thought you did.
When you're all done.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. And somebody, you know, there's a guy that told me a few years back that he saw a dog around me, that it was my dog standing up, and that's what my dog would do when you go. That's why we kind of ran away from when we were kids, because we go over to where he's at on the chain, and, you know, we had to keep him chained up, or he'd go on the highway, or he'd bite somebody. So unfortunately, we did at some point. And and he'd jump on us right away, so then my brother and I would run over there real quick and feed him, or one would distract him.
Because he was so excited to see you when somebody was there, but his over-exuberance then just,
We used to take him on walks back to the mine pit. Does he remember anything about that?
Yeah, he liked that. He really liked getting the chance to be off the chain and to sightsee and... but he did kind of drag you guys along, didn't he? I'd say it was more of taking you for a walk. But he really liked that, and it was hard for him to contain himself because he was so excited to be doing something different.
Well, that's cool. I don't have anything more on that. It's really cool to hear about Teddy Bear, because I just have this connection that I didn't have with Nipper. I love Nipper, but Teddy Bear...
You have certain animals, really, that sort of just really are a little closer, or you learn...
Just like people, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And so they're all serving in God's kingdom, if you want to call it, in whatever way they want. And it seems like they're so unselfish, aren't they?
They really are. They really are. They really don't think of themselves at all.
And so they're willing to... I always kind of looked at it like they're teaching us unconditional love. At least, well, not Mindy's cat so much.
She's teaching her acceptance. Just accept her as she is.
Now, how many... You have a horse, you said?
Yep.
And you also have...
A dog and two cats.
Let me ask you this, since I got a moment here, and we can go whatever direction you want, Jill.
Sure.
The gal I work with, her name is Katie. And I don't know if she was going to stop in this morning, and I told her about it. Can you pick up anything? What is Katie's last name again?
Ensign.
Katie Ensign. Can you pick up on her animal?
What kind of... she has a dog, did you say?
I think she's got a...
dog that acts like a cat.
Is that what it is?
Oh, that's right. What kind of dog is it?
I don't know. Okay. She told me briefly.
Do you know the name?
No.
Okay.
I know, I'm leaving
it... It's a little bit hard, for me to pick up if I don't have...
You can't say Katie Ensign's dog or cat?
Cat, that's the dog.
Can you come through and...
No, I'd like to get better and be able to do that.
So that's a skill you got to develop over time, right?
Yeah, it really is. It's a skill, and as you do more and you practice more, it does definitely get better. It gets sharper.
You know, and that's... You know, I've tried to talk to people about that, and I get some people on that say, no, it's just this. And I always think, like anything in life, it's something we're always developing, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's any like any kind of skill. The more you do it, the better you get.
Now,
I think some people are just born just with anything. If you're born better as a golfer, it's easier for you to do it rather than someone who has never done it just to try to, you know, be good.
Go ahead.
But I think, you just practice enough and you can do it.
I have a question about when animals, because I don't think anything's by accident, right? It's kind of all planned.
Exactly.
So even the animals that come in our life, this is kind of mapped out ahead of time, isn't it?
Oh, yes, definitely.
So the cats, the dogs, the animals we have.
They're all meant to be with us. I think it is. It's divinely orchestrated for who you get.
So even before, let's just hypothetically say, okay, I'm going down to Earth. Oh, by the way, Tabby, I want to be with you. Yeah, I'll come visit you when you're 7, and I'll stay with you 7 years.
Yep.
And this may have gone on for many more than previous times?
Yeah, I think several lifetimes. Yeah, I think that just like people, you know, who the same spirits kind of meet up, I think it's the same thing with your pets. They travel with you through your lifetime.
Mindy, you had a question that you wanted to ask her right now? Or?
If she doesn't mind, I just had one quick... I know you had mentioned that animals are you know, trying to teach us and help us change our lives. Mm-hmm. And I was just kind of curious to see if you knew why for my cat or my dog. Because I've just had this amazing connection with both of them.
Why they came into your life?
Yeah. Or if there's anything that I should work on or...
Hemi says she's there for acceptance and patience, and for your husband, acceptance and patience. Sassy says she's just there to make you feel good. She, just to make you smile. She's a little bit of a clown.
Yes.
She seems, just that she just has this exuberance about her, and just that, she's there to make your, she said, to make your road easier. Yeah. Have another question?
And that's it.
Did he stop saying anything?
Yeah,
she's got me through a lot.
That what? He stopped?
Yeah.
Yeah, she said that she's just there to so that you realize that they are their own being, and that for patience and acceptance, to accept her who she is.
All right.
You got her all teary-eyed again, but it's a good teary-eyed, I'm thinking.
It is.
It's really, Mindy, I think, has felt this for so long, and just like I felt with my cat, this greater connection, and you came up with it, Jill, so I'm really impressed.
Well, good.
And again, if people want to contact you, jillcornwell@gmail.com, $45 for a half hour. Is it worth it, Mindy?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, when we, this invisible world, we just don't have that connection with. Not always, clearly, right? And so that's what's cool about what you're doing, Jill.
It is. It's neat that I can kind of interpret for people and be able to sort of bridge the gap.
And you know, not just with the animals that are here, how many people are upset, like they lost a family member when they lose a pet? And I think you could help people a lot that way.
Yeah, I do a lot of calls for people whose animals have passed over, and I think it does give them a lot of comfort. It helps them a lot.
Well, if is that all we have then? You don't have anything more, Mindy? Good.
No.
Jill, is there anything you want to add to this?
No, I think that's good. Unless you have any more questions.
No, we're good to go. And again, if people want to get a hold of Jill, jillcornwell@gmail.com. Let's do this again, if you don't mind. Maybe 6 months down the road, we'll talk again.
Okay.
Awesome.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.